Today we're going to learn Simchin Chavav. I'm actually not going to read most of it inside, but the topic is going to be Isa Asur L'Chalik. It's something that somewhat confusing, but we have a bunch of practical applications to it of where sure shouldn't apply. So before we get to the actual din, I'm going to give a drop of an introduction. The introduction is really going to be the first halacha in the siman, and then we'll get to the second halacha in the siman, some of the basic details of these dinim. It's not, as you'll hear, it's not a coincidence that halacha aleph is before halacha beis. Halacha beis is where it says the din of isa asur l'chalik. Halacha aleph, it's not by coincidence that it's right before, even though, you know, at first glance, you wouldn't see a connection. Okay, so we're in siman shin chavav. Shin Chav Dal and Shin Chav Hei, the two simon beforehand, told us that there are ways that you could be mitzar of different batters together to make a shir chal. Okay? Sometimes I have my one batter didn't have a shir chal, but I have a number of a number of those that have a shir chal. I don't always say that. A number of those that have a shir chal. So we, in Shin Chav Dal and Shin Chav Hei, we found out that there are ways they could come together before baking, after baking, all different ways they can come together. So we had mentioned once beforehand, but it's really in our din that if the only time you can combine different doughs together is assuming that the people don't mind that they mix with one another. There have to be two batters, two doughs that the people don't care if they would mix with each other. It goes so far that the Rama says, in Halacha Aleph, he says that if you have two isas, that one, they're exactly identical, except that one is spiced and one is not. One is spicy, the other one is not. So you wouldn't want them to mix, presumably because the spicy one is going to ruin the taste of a plainer one. Then that's not tziruv. Okay, so all the rules we had of tziruv, you had the right minim, all kinds of things that we had to have, how you get next to each other and touching each other, all kinds of rules. All, if you wouldn't want the two things to mix together, it's not a tziruv. That stops tziruv from happening. Okay, now, The Mechaber speaks out that as a rule, if it's one person with two identical doughs, then he wouldn't mind if they mix with each other. I mean, you know, two batches of the same kind of chocolate chip cookies, I don't care if they mix with each other, it's the same stuff. And as a rule, if it's two people, then they would be machbit. They wouldn't want to mix it, not because of the taste, but because this is mine, this is yours, people wouldn't want them to mix with each other. So, as a rule, one person is not machbit when it's the same recipe, and two people are machbit. But the Shulchan Aruch says it's lav dafka. Okay, so in the Poskim, when they use the words one person or two people, those are like code words, they don't mean one person and two people. It's a code word to say one person means the people are not machbit, you're not machbit if the two things are mixed to each other, and two people is a code word for saying they are machbit for them mixing one another. It doesn't have to be one person or two people. Those are just code words that one person usually doesn't care, and two people usually do care, but who had done the other way around? Also, if one person would be machbit and two people would be not machbit, it would be the same thing. Okay, that's halacha. And that's, we're going to need to know that piece of information for when we talk about our real topic, which is isa asur l'chalik, if you have a dough that's going to be split up between people. Okay, now, halacha beis is going to be like this. That's the din of isa asur l'chalik, and that is, if you have a dough, and that dough is going to be split up, it will be permanently split up before it gets baked, to the point that the divided pieces are going to have each are going to have less than a shir chala, you're not mechuyev mafresh chala. Okay, but let me say that in different words. So bring up three main points of what I just said, and that is like this: if a person has this big dough and it has the shir chala in it, and you go, the first point is like this: when we say it's going to be divided up, that it doesn't need to have a shir, that it doesn't have a chiva fresh chala, that's only if it's getting divided up before it's baked. If the division is going to happen after it gets baked, that's not considered, that's not isa asur l'chalik. Okay? That's what the Mechaber says. I'm skipping the beginning words. Avo ha'oisa isa l'chalka b'batzeik p'tura. If you're going to split it up while it's dough, then it's potter. Okay, so the first condition is the chalukah, the separation that happens when it's in the dough form before it's baked. So for example, if a person makes makes a big batch of chocolate cake, and they make a dozen little cakes together for shachmanis, okay, so they're going to divide it up to give it to different people after it's baked. That doesn't make a difference. It only makes a difference if it's going to be broken up before it's baked. If it's going to be broken up by going to give it to a dozen different people afterwards, after it's baked, that doesn't make a difference. It only makes a difference if the division happens when it's butsy, before it gets baked.
So this is a petur, right?
This is a petur, It's a good question. It's right, Rabban. It's just going to be there. I'm going to get to you. Walked in, first of all, you walked late, but also I'm going to talk about the source in a second. No, so far, I'm going to explain all that in a second. First, I'm just going to give you the end. We really missed the first and also. Okay, second. Second thing is, the pieces that you divide have to be Ifras and Shechala. Okay? The simple understanding is that the din of Isa Suri L'Chalik is that it had a Shir Chala, and each piece had less than a Shir Chala, and therefore, somehow, that ruins it, because they have less than Shir Chala. Okay? The simple understanding is that it's a halach in Shir Chala. Since it was Mukhulah, it doesn't have the Shir Chala. Okay? I say that that's a simple understanding. We probably won't have time, but if we did, I'll come back to it. There's a Rama, it's coming up at the end later on. There's a reply about it. It may not be so partial. It may not be the way we think it is. Okay, but we work with the assumption that it doesn't have a shir chal. But if the pieces have a bigger chal, let's say I made a batch that was 50 pounds of dough, 50 pounds of flour, and then I broke it up into 10 pieces, and each one has 5 pounds. That's not isa shir chal. Each one, each piece that was divided up has a shir chal. Okay. Okay. And the third rule is the third rule that I was making a point of is. It's got to be that it will for sure be mechulak after it's baked. It's got to be that it will definitely get divided up. If it's even a chance that it will be together after it's baked, that's potter. That's still chayv and hafar shoschal. Okay, and that comes down from the first part of the Mechaber, who says, Nachtoim she'os isa la'soysa sa'ar, a nachtoim, a baker, made a dough in order to make it into sa'ar, into sourdough for a bunch of people, l'chalakla. You're going to divide it up. No one wants, 5 pounds of sourdough. He's going to divide it up to a lot of people. Chayevis b'chala. That dough is chayev b'chala. Even though he's going to divide it up before it's baked, you use sourdough when it's raw. Even though he's going to divide it up before it's baked, it's potter. Why? It's chayev. Shem lo ti macher yasenu pas. If it won't get sold, he won't find customers. He'll bake as a loaf of bread. I mean, sourdough starts off as the same dough as bread, so he'll make it into bread. So, therefore, it's possible, it's not very likely, but it's possible, it's not going to get sold. Therefore, that thing is chayv and chalik. It's not considered isa suri l'chalik. You're only a suri l'chalik if it will, for sure, stay in the separated form.
Bakers sold sourdough.
Yeah, sourdough. Well, it's not dough, it's sourdough, okay? It's like yeast, right? It's like yeast. People had no way to get yeast, so that was it. It's like selling yeast. Okay, so now, in order to understand where to apply this din of Isa Suri L'Chalik, I'm going to do exactly as Rabbi Niyaz wanted me to do, which is, first we're going to talk about what the Makar is. What I'm going to tell you about why I think the Makar is, I didn't see person speaking about it, I'll tell you what I think anyhow. And then we're going to try to understand the sphere of it, the logic, why should it be like that? And then, once we do that, we'll understand then how to apply it to different cases. Okay? So, the first thing we're going to talk about is what the Makar is. Okay? Now, we could imagine that if you would say that if two people have dough, and you want to be mitzaref it, maybe you would say that if the people don't want it to come together, like in halacha, if they don't want it to come together, they can't be a tzir. We can imagine something like that. Do you think that suri l'chalik means that they don't plan on keeping it together? That tziruf means joining together. So you could imagine if you would say, you'd imagine that if the din was, if we're talking about two different people, we'd say it's not considered mitzuruf because they don't want it to be mitzuruf, sort of like halachal. But that's not the din we're saying. We're saying the din is, I made the whole dough, and I'm going to split it up later on, so why should we care? It doesn't, so to speak, tziruf. It's the dough is the dough. I mean, one big bad of dough. It was 5 pounds of flour. Why am I not chayav l'chalak? Because I'm planning on splitting it up before I bake it. Why should that make a difference? Okay. So, it seemed to me that our din is an extension of a din that we saw in Shin Chafei. Okay. We mentioned Shin Chafei is a din of Tzir Sal. Tzir Sal means that if the two doughs are separate, and they don't have, neither of them has a shir chala, but you put them together into the same basket. Now, they don't have to have neshich, they're touching each other in the same basket, in the same container, you could have tzir of sal. And they become mature into one shir. We said then that the din is not only can you have tzir of sal. When it's in a dough form, you can even have tzir of sal when it's in a baked form also, okay? Which we said was very surprising. Why should you have tzir of sal when something's baked? The chiv of chal is when you make the dough. The chiv of chal is not when you bake it. Chiv of chal, so, and when it was dough, it was not a shir chal. Why should it be chayv? And the answer is, the Rambam says, because the pasuk says, Baal Chochem, V'hoya Baal Chochem, Milechem Ha'aretz. The Torah says you should be Mafer Shalom when you eat Milechem Ha'aretz. Why does the Torah say you should be Mafer Shalom when you have Lechem? So we learn many, many dinim from this pasuk of Milechem. It describes it as being Lechem. Why do we care if it's Lechem? Really, you chayav Chala before it's Lechem. And we learn from there is that the Shir Chala has to, you can even get a Shir Chala in the Lechem form. Not only could you have a Shir Chala when it's in the dough form, not only when it's in Arisei Seichem, but even when it's in the Lechem form, you could also have a Shir Chala. So therefore, when if the Tziruf happens after, when it's in the Lechem form, that's also good enough. That's what the Rambam says. That's the Makar, that there's such a good Tziruf Chala even after it's Lechem. So I thought...
Who's the Makar
That's Rambam. No. Okay, sorry. That Tziruf Chala works even on Lechem, that's a Gemara. That's good.
But what's the... I did not see.
Maybe there is. I couldn't find someone who says Makar. I'm sure there is. I'm explaining. I'm saying, so at the end of that's what I said, and then you can tell. I know where it came from. The end of what I'm saying is, and therefore, just like the Rambam says, that the Shir Chalak, you could be Mitzarif when it's in the Lechem form, we learn from the Hoya Bar Chacham Milechem Arit, so too, I thought, you could say the opposite. That in some time, if it doesn't hold on to its Shir Chalak till it gets to the Lechem form, then it also doesn't have a Shir Chalak. Just like we say Lechomra, that it could be Mitzurah, well, I don't know which one you call it, Lechomra, that it could be Mitzurah even till the point where it's Lechem, so too we say Lekula, that if it's not Mitzurah till the Lechem form, it's not Mitzurah. Then we learn from Lechem that there's a part of the Shir Chalak has to happen even in the Lechem form, not just the Dome. Okay. That's right. I did not, this is my understanding, I did not see anyone saying, maybe, I'm sure someone was saying it, I didn't find anybody. I looked around, I don't know if I looked every place, obviously I didn't, because they're probably going to, you'll find it over Shabbos, but I didn't find anybody who says, this is my understanding of what the Makar.
It makes perfect sense.
Okay, now, my Shabbos is of course going to feed into what I'm going to say in a minute, but that's what my understanding, okay. Now, but there's a much more serious question. This question is just like, what's the Makar for it? Okay, but now I don't want to ask you what the Svar is for them. I want to ask you is, if the din is true, that Isa Suri L'Chalik, if a dough will not have a Shir Chalik all the way till the baking, you're not Chayiv, that's what I told you, then a whole pile of Paiskim ask the exact same question. They say, really? Then we're never Chayiv and Chalik. Does anybody take, I mean, except when you go to a chasen, does anybody take 5 pounds of flour and make a bread out of it, or one loaf of bread out of it? If the din is, it has to not be mechulek until the time that you bake it. Well, if I take 5 pounds of flour and I make 5 challahs out of it, each challah, each loaf only has 1 pound in it. So it was mechulek. It didn't hold on to the sheer challah till the time it was baked.
You're keeping it for yourself.
What does it mean, keeping it for yourself? Doesn't it say Isa? Well, Isa Isa lechakav and Petura. No. Lechakav
to
divide into pieces.
Divide in a way that the halacha.
I'm going to come to such an answer. I didn't make up this question. It's little Bush and the Shach and the Bach and the Prisha and the Gra. You're going to hear a whole pile of people who ask this question. They say, you never chayil chalik. Lachalik means you divide up into different loaves. Okay, so I take this five pound dough and I make a bunch of 2 pound rye. Okay, well, every 2 pound rye. Between 2.5 and 5 pounds, depending on what the shear. I make a bunch of 2 pound rye out of it. Okay, every 2 pound rye is not a chayv and chalik. Every one is less than a shear. So I was machag this dough into a bunch of pieces. Just, nobody ever makes.
You have the shakar
bread? Yeah, nobody ever makes a dough that's that big. Everybody here says kasha. Yeah, it's a whole bunch of achronim speaking out. You want to hear? I can't even see this. And how could it be? He said, I'm reading the right words here. We'll read inside afterwards, okay? You'll have to believe me. A whole pile of Harnam Yeses Kasha. They say, so when is the guy ever Chayim Chavashas Chal? It'll never happen. Now, the Gra is a twist to it. Okay? Everyone just says, hey, when are we having a Chavashas Chal? The Gra has a very specific case, very interesting. From Chalas Toida and Rikike Nazir, that a chayv, the Mishnah says the chayv and a farshas chala, and they are divided into pieces. So he says, and so you see that even if it's divided, it's the chayv and a farshas chala. But he has a riot that it's true. Everybody else, he gets to himself also, is that Lamaisa, we all do it, we all marfash chala. But he has a specific case in Chazal that it says you chayv and chala, that according to what seemed would be the rules, you're not chayv and chala. Okay? So, The Achronim have a number of answers to Kasha. The Pesach Tshuva brings here a number of answers from Achronim to Kasha. I'm only going to mention one of them in passing, but that's not really what I want to say. I'm going to mention it because later we'll tell the Chilim. Okay? One of the answers that people are most famously know about is brought here in the Pesach Tshuva, and that is, it depends if you're going to keep if one person's going to keep it, or many people are going to have it. Okay, and that's what it depends on. If one person's going to have it, then it's considered not l'chalik. And if it's going to be many people are going to own it, then it's actually l'chalik. Okay, and the question on that is, the Gro mentions such a pshat. He says such a pshat. He says that there's a problem because when you were here in Halacha Aleph, we saw that there is no such thing as a difference in din between one person and many people. There is such a word that Pesachim use, one person and many people. But the word one person and many people is really a code word. One person means is the person doesn't care if they're mixed together, and two people means is the person does care if they're mixed together. But there is no b'etzim, there's no difference between one person and two people. That's what Machab said in Halacha Aleph. So what does this mean that we're saying that over here, if it's going to be one person or two people, why should that make a difference? So the answer then, to sound it made sense, the Tzlach says, and the Chazon Ish, they both say, come out the same thing. They say like this. They say, this is what you were hinting at. And Kenza, I mean, it's an extension of what these Poskim are saying in Pesach Tshuva. That is like this. We know that if you have two doughs, and they touch each other in a way called Neshicha, we have this in Shin Chav Dalet, they touch each other so well that one would pull apart a piece from the other one, then they mitzurav. That's one way to make tzurav. We saw in Shin Chav Hei that if they're in the same container, we have tzurav sal, they can be mitzurav also. Excuse me, we saw in our din that the din of Asuri L'chalik is only true when it will for sure stay mechulam. If there's a chance that it will come back together, then the din is, that's not going to be Asuri L'chalik. So if we put all those three pieces together, it comes out the following. If I make a dough, and let's say I make five challahs out of my bag. I have a 5-pound challah, and I make 5 1-pound challahs out of it. A 5-pound dough, I make 5 1-pound challahs out of it. It's not asur l'chalik because it's not 100% that this thing will stay mechul even after it's baked. Why? Because the dinam of neshicha while it's baking. The din of tzirsal even after it's baking means it's very possible that this dough is going to end up being not mechulak, it'll be mitzurah after the baking also. If I take all five challahs and I stick them into a bag together, I just made it tzirah. If I have them while they're baking, they touch each other in a way that they stick to each other. You ever seen the bakery? They pull the challahs apart from each other. They had neshicha to them. Then all those things are going to make it that they are mitzurah even after they're baked. So when we say that Isa Asur L'chalik is potter, and the din is, it's only potter if it'll for sure stay mechulak, well, when a person bakes, in a normal person baking, when they make many loaves out of the same thing, they're not going to stay separate when they're baked. They might stay baked. They probably will stay separate when they're baked, but they're not for sure. Maybe yes and maybe not. So therefore, since there's a possibility that they will be mitzurah after they're baked, therefore it's not Isa Asur L'chalik. It's like a nachtam. There's a chance that even after it's baked, it'll still have a sheer challah. In one, it'll be mitzurah into a shir chal, even after it's baked, and that's where it's potter. That's
where
it's potter. So, on the second one, you have pter isa shir chal. But it comes out that isa shir chal. So, this is a variation of what the Pesach Tshuva brings from people, but it's a variation that says the word one person and two people doesn't really mean one person and two people. It means makbid and ena makbid and makbid. So, if I have two things together, let's say I take a batch of dough, and I turn it into five, 2-pound rise, 5 1-pound challahs. I don't care if they would mix with each other. They're all the same dough. From as far as I'm concerned, it's okay if they mix together. And it's possible that they will mix together. They will have a halachic tzir even after they're baked. And therefore, the chayim challah. So.
The chayim say that?
Yeah, I just.
It's a chazan. No. The
chayim,
they say
the
chilek of one person or two people.
No, some of them don't. No, but you miss. In al-Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch said this. He said, there's no such thing as one person and two people. There, in din, there's no such thing as one person.
All the people that said the answer knew the Shulchan Aruch, they still didn't say the Shulchan.
Okay, so
who would you say?
Chazanish and the Nagbid.
And they don't Chazanish, let's say, doesn't write it out. He's arguing with everybody else. Well, he's arguing with other
So it could be that it's an interpretation of some of them. Some of them say the theory that they mean mamish one person, two people. Some of them, it's just an interpretation. Maybe what they meant was, when they said one person, two person, is this, because in Din, one person and two person, those are code words. They don't really mean anything. There's no such thing as one person, two people. Like the Din is later. Isis a shesh on the sky. There's no such difference as one person and two people.
It
doesn't make a difference. There's no difference. Okay, so like this. If I make sa'ar for people in a way that I know for sure that it's going to be mechulek. Okay, no, it's not like the Nachtan, who when he makes it, he might not sell them, he might recombine them. The person made it with, you know, a bunch of people got together, or they had customers from before, and they know for sure not be mechulek. So then, that dough is never going to have tier after it's baked, because I'm going to give me and each of my neighbors are going to have one. So there's no way in the foreseeable future that if you know that you use the sourdough before you bake it, that those big breads are going to come back here to be mature. So that's part of it. That's easy.
You could change your mind. There's not that nice for sure in this world.
What do you make it? I can't say.
Is there any chance?
Any chance is a bit. It's a radical way to say it. You know what I mean? If there'll be a hurricane and we'll all get into the same house together and we'll pool our food, then it's kind of tier. But
I made it my house.
Okay, I'm keeping it myself. No. So that's a shukran here. That if a person made it in a way that it's going to be given out to people, for sure it's going to be given out.
For sure, he's
what does that mean? So.
Okay,
you don't have to be mature.
I'm not planning on doing a shikha. I'm not planning on putting them in the same bag. No, you're not planning. It's okay. That when you put them into the oven, that's a reasonable thing that will happen. It's possible that you'll have the shikha in the oven.
I don't like it. I don't want my
house. And neither does the baker want to recombine all his doughs and make it into a bread. He doesn't want to.
The baker knows that eventually.
It could happen. So in your house, it never happens if the chalas touch each other in the oven. It never happens. You care?
I don't want my chalas stuck together.
Okay, and they make it in the pan in a way that it doesn't stick out of the pan. Okay, so there's no way that one could touch the other one in the oven. Okay? There's no way they could touch each other. Okay? And then, when they come out of the oven, they're also, if they keep them in the pan or something like that in a way there's not going to be a tzirif, then that's Issa Zul Chal.
Put it in a bag.
So if it's done in a way that it'll never be mature, that's Issa Zul Chal.
I got it right.
Okay. Second, he says, what happens if I cover them in different ways? What I mean is like this. Okay, think of it like this. Bubby makes challahs for all of her married children. Okay, every Thursday night, every Friday morning, she makes challah for all of her married children. Okay, and on some of the challahs, she puts egg. On lots of the challahs, she puts egg and sesame. But some of them, she doesn't, because in one of the families, the kid's allergic to eggs. Or he's allergic to sesame. Okay, so in that case, she doesn't want them to mix with each other, because she doesn't want the sesame on the not sesame one, because that kid's allergic. Okay, that family can't have that. Okay, so if she does it like that, then it's an Issa Chalik. That's going to be divided up in a way that she doesn't want them, and she will make sure that there's no tzirif later on. That's mechul, assuming each one has less than a shir chalik. But if she makes a dozen challahs, they're all equal, and there's no difference between one and the other one, and to her, the fact that she's going to divide to many people is still considered Issa Chalik. If we make a...
It's a chal?
It's not a shul chal. And she's chal, not a shul chal. If...
She's taking it out when it's done.
No, when she's sending a chal, she bakes chal, and she sends home made chal to each family.
And she made it on that to send it to 12 people.
Correct.
That's a shul chal.
Okay. So, if we go to... If kid goes to camp, and the mower makes a big batch of dough, okay, that has a shul chal, and gives each kid a piece to shape into their own chal. Every kid goes and makes their own shape, what it is. So if the kid takes it home as dough, so the Mechaber says, if you take it home, Mechalik b'patzik, you potter. If each kid's going to take home their own little chal as dough and bring it home, that's potter. What happens if they're going to bake it in camp? They're going to keep it there, each kid shapes their own chal, and then they bake it in camp. So now it depends. Usually, I would guess that usually, the kids are not mocked with one on the other one, that one should care if mine touch and gets a little bit of his, or his gets some of mine. In most cases, I would think the kid would be mocked with. Then it would not be Azul Chag. If the kid does care, if they do care, because whatever for whatever reason, then it's not Azul Chag. What happens if I take a batch of dough and I make a big batch of dough, but it's just one person eating by themselves. So what they do is they make this big batch of chayim challah, and each week they bake three buklas, okay, or five for themselves, and the rest they put into the freezer as dough. Okay, they don't put it into the freezer baked. They don't bake it and then freeze it baked. They bake it, they put it in the freezer already, they shake the challahs, and they put them into the freezer dough, and then every week they pull them out. What's it in that case? So that person, there's no way that these are going to ever be mitzurav. Okay, he took three over here, and three, every week he takes three, or half the batter for this week, half is for next week. So, half the dough, I keep saying batter. Half is for this week, half is for next week. So that's a tzuru l'chag b'batzik. Okay, it's never going to come, there's no way that it can come together when it's baked. The guy's potter. What happens if he owns a company? Okay, you know, like, I don't know if it's still that brand they still use, Kinneret Chalas. Okay, so that person, he makes them dough, and each one that he makes is less than a shir challah, and he's going to send it to many people as dough. So to me, I thought that maybe is like the case of the Nachter, that it's possible. He has no way of knowing who's going to buy them together. Okay, so if somebody will buy in three of them together that came from the same batch, and be chayv l'challah, it would seem that he should be chayv l'challah. I'm not sure, but it seemed like that was the case of Nachtam, that it's possible it'll come back together and the guy will have a shir challah. Okay. I'm going to stop it.